So our next presentation is from Cynthia Stark-Wickman, who is the prevention coordinator for the Salmon Island Prevention Coalition. And historically, we offered these folks a $5,000 grant from the district to support a very important program within their system. So Cynthia, can you give us an update and tell us what it's all about?
Yes, I can. Please let me know if my voice goes down. I have a little bit of smoke-related congestion, and so I sound loud in my head, but I'm not exactly sure how it's sounding to you. So give me a
sense. You might want to pull the microphone.
We gave up after that really loud squeak.
Because I heard everything said. First, commissioners, thank you very much for allowing me to speak to you today and inviting me to give you an update. And most importantly, thank you for the $5,000 that you awarded the San Juan Island Prevention Coalition for our last year. I want to tell you, and you have a very brief summary, single-page budget summary. I updated it a little bit today to give you a little more details than what went out to you earlier in the month. That $5,000 helped leverage $15,000 worth of services this year. We went into the year with $2,500, and we were able to say that we were gifted the money from the public hospital district. And I was able to write countywide districts and appeal to our state division of behavioral health and recovery to show the local support that we were able to, on a countywide level, take our planned San Juan Island model and share it with the Lopez Island Family Resource Center, the Lopez Island Prevention Coalition, and with the newly founded Orcas Island Prevention Coalition, and set up a countywide system. So we were able to actually bring the training to Lopez Island in January and train 20 individuals countywide, four of which those individuals are countywide system persons who have agreed to be part of each training team on each island. And for San Juan Island, we trained six individuals this year. Being able to bring the training to the island reduced the cost to about $400 per person for the training versus $1,000 to $1,200 per person. Our goal is to train by the end of 2019, 10 persons specific for San Juan Island training. Because we want at least 40%, so four of those 10 persons to be bilingual, and also advocates and people who are trusted by our Hispanic community. We have a fantastic partner and member of the coalition, our San Juan Island Family Resource Center, is our lead agent in this. They do all of the hiring of the staff and the contracting of the facilitators and the coordinators. So basically, the coalition's role is to help get the funding so that they can provide the Strengthening Families program. And it is exactly what it's named. It's one of the most proven prevention programs in the nation, actually internationally well received. The target is the parents or family and the children that are ages 10 to 14. This is our most vulnerable population where we can immediately be working with them in true prevention, meaning that in the future, all the work that you're doing around emergency and hospital emergency rooms and paramedics going out to treat overdoses isn't happening what research is showing and the Washington Institute of Public Policy has recently validated that for every young person trained, every teen trained, we save $5,800. So that means if we spend $15,000 training and doing a 7-series family and child program, we're saving between $60,000 and $70,000 in crime or in mental health treatment or chemical dependency treatment or the cost of losing a community member or continuing to go out into the community as an emergency response system. So fortunately, my work and our community's work is at the very beginning of the Institute of Medicine's model of the continuum of behavioral health care. We are at the promotion level of prevention. We are at the prevention level where we are giving families and children protective factors that will help to reduce the risk factor of substance abuse. And we know along with substance abuse, we are very concerned countywide and on San Juan Island about the increased, our youth are reporting suicide ideation, attempts at suicide, and we know that it's very closely related to substance abuse, that youth, like their parents, like their grandparents, like many people that they see in the social media, they are self-medicating themselves. So how do we spend the money? Last year we spent the money building our training cadre with the Family Resource Center. So primarily that is where our money went. I did break that down for you that you could see when we sent people over to Lopez Island what that cost. We also paid, once we had our facilitators trained, they have been meeting regularly to work together as a team to decide who are going to be presenting the various modules, who will be the lead presenters, who will be the backup presenters. They have an adult session going on at the same time that they have the youth session going on, and then they bring them all together. That is the model. So they have been working on that, as well as identifying families and children that they're doing targeted outreach to. We are offering Strengthening Families as a universal model. It is for all families. The national model is recommending that if we could have 40% of families go through Strengthening Families, we would have a significant decrease in the onset of substance abuse in families. So that is a very new target that has been coming out of the National Institute of Health. And the recommendation from one of the key founders of the Communities That Care Coalition model, which is EMS is part of our coalition. Lainey Volk comes to our meetings regularly as a trustee. Beth is an associate trustee. So the coalition is a very robust model. It is 100% grant funded. It has been 100% grant funded since 2004. Our county funding is also 100% grant funded. So here you see a third of me is county and the rest of me is San Juan Island Prevention Coalition. But what this island has been able to do in prevention is helping us to do a very good job at setting up more affordable systems for prevention in the county. So I want to thank you on behalf of the Prevention Coalition, but also on behalf of the county today, because those two hats really mesh together. And we know that whenever we can set up good, solid systems, and we have that as a countywide system, still recognizing the individual needs of every community, having the flexibility for each community, trusting each community's leaders to do what they need to do when they're actually doing the direct service and who they select and how they go about implementing the program. But we've set up a very solid framework moving forward. So I believe the budget went out to you of what we spent. Do you have any questions for me about budget or about the program, about the coalition?
I have one on grade 10 alcohol use trends on page 7.
Okay, so I chose, in the to keep things brief, that I decided I would still give you some data because I know there are some people who weren't here when I presented last year. So you're looking at alcohol 30-day use, and your question is?
So those are percentages, 55, 54, 65, 66?
Yes. Yes.
So those are percentages. And that's self-reporting or other reporting?
Yes, the Healthy Youth Survey is a self-reporting survey.
As opposed to, there's one in here that is perception reporting.
And that Perceived is risk. Also youth self-reporting their perception. Yep. So all of these graphs that are in the PowerPoint are from the Healthy Youth Survey. Washington State Healthy Youth Survey every other year since 2002, and it's designed to align with the monitoring the future
I have one more question. What's a capital CPP? Cynthia Stark Whitman, I know the...
What does that stand?
Yeah, what does that mean?
That stands for Certified Prevention Professional. I'm one of 72 in Washington State, and most of them are my bosses.
Certified prevention professional.
Yes,
got
certified
it.
Prevention.
So if I ever meet one on a plane,
yeah.
The same as
CCP, so it's a rigor. It's yeah, a, right. It's quite the rigor of 2,000 hours of experience in prevention and coursework and an exam. I in lieu of my doctorate degree.
Well, thank you for what you do. I really appreciate
sure.
it.
Any other questions or comments for Cynthia, starting with Dr. Shui?
Is it a fair statement to say that directly or indirectly the monies you received have benefited everybody in the district?
Everybody has the money indirectly. I would say yes. If we look at it from a cost-benefit analysis, the cost to community of preventing crime, emergency and critical response systems. That is how we justify prevention. Yes, it's offered to everyone.
Thanks for
what
you're doing.
Thank you.
Annalisa.
Yeah, thank you.
Rebecca.
A ton of good information. Thank you for doing all of this.
You know, certainly what you do is consistent with the CHNA from day one. Reports produced by Peace Island and Peace Health, and I think you do a fantastic job. You get a jump start on the problem, and substance abuse around here is, you know, way high, starting with opiates, and so devastating for the youngsters particularly. You know, they just get ingrained in that lifestyle. It's very, very hard to extract them from that.
It takes many different strategies.
And what's your budgetary year?
Pardon me?
When do you do your budget?
When do we do our budget?
October, January, I mean.
Our fiscal year for the state is July to June, and for the county it's January to December, and for the federal government is October.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, so we have three fiscal years. Last year they threw in a March, too. But basically, when I present to San Juan Island, I go on the county January to December because we know what we have through December 2018, and then I know what I have from January to June partially 2019.
Got it.
We have some grants that may go away in 2019 due to some restructuring in the state.
So I'd like to proffer a motion that we again award the Salmon Island Prevention Coalition an additional $5,000 in the name of your ongoing work in curtailing youth substance abuse, particularly in the context of your Strengthening Families program.
Second.
Very good. Discussion? Call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Passed unanimously. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I had all sorts of big vocabulary words and things to use, but
I thought you already used them. You did use them.
No, I didn't get to use my biopsychosocial vulnerability.
Oh, come on now. We're glad you didn't get your PhD.
Well, take a deep breath before you get out the door and run to your car.
I'm gonna stay and listen.
So the next item here is
what is gelato?
For Chief Jerry Martin, and that is a relook at the grant given last year to support Salmon Island EMS's community paramedicine program. Chief?
Commissioners, the $5,000 that we received last year from the commission, we have not spent yet. It was allocated for us to use that money on a newsletter for all the community paramedic partners that we associate with. We have put out a newsletter to the county as to the program that we're doing and introduce the partnership to that. That has not been completed because our county list has not been completed. And so for the that $5,000 that we asked is the approximate cost of a newsletter to be put out, made, edited, formatted, and mailed. It's about $5,000. So we have not done that. That money has been reserved for that. We are part of the North Region EMS and trauma, and we also are looking at. We have started a five county regional community paramedicine program. It includes Whatcom County, Skagit County, Snohomish County, Island County, and San Juan County. We've been looking at a ways for us to have good communication, good data sharing, good data collection. We were looking at one program that Snow One has been using for collecting our reports, collecting our data and running our reports. And we've been waiting on our whole collective region to come to an agreement on that. Since then, another program has come out that has been tested by Snow One for 2 months. It's also been used by Redmond Fire, Shoreline Fire. It's being currently purchased through Snohomish County Fire District 7 and Central and East Pierce County's Fire Department. This program here would allow us as a community paramedic agency to write our reports, and it works with our ESO reporting, so we wouldn't have to have two different reports. We could write a report. That information then would go to the different resources that we have. It also go be able to work with the hospital as well, so they'd be able to see the patients. It'd also be able to have us have the ability, because we know some of our high utilizing patients cross county lines. So that a patient that would be, say, in Island County or Skagit County, say, in Anacortes, if Anacortes is using the same program, which is the plan, then we would be able to see that their patient has come from there, and vice versa. And if, say, Orcas Fire or Lopez Fire saw the same patients, they'd be able to look to see that this patient was seen by us, and that we can release that patient information to them. And this is all going to HIPAA compliance to. So we are working with that HIPAA compliance with this company and our North Region partners. Benefits of this is that we'd be able to look at our high utilizers, be able to work with diabetics prevention, opiate interventions, teen suicide prevention, our community paramedicine, and also our dispatching. So this would work with our dispatching programs. We'd be able to download the information from there. It'd be able to take the information from our ESO, our current report writing software, and then cross that with other programs. So this is the one that the region has decided to go to. The cost of this, the yearly fee of this, is $7,000. And what we're looking at doing is if we just do it ourselves. And if we're able to get in other programs, so if I was able to get with Orcas Fire, we could drop that cost maybe by half. So that's what we're looking at doing. We're looking at also getting connected with Eddy, which allows us to look at patients in the region that once we come across there, we can see where they have been, especially our high utilizers. So I'm asking for $5,000 for us to get this program. We would probably be maybe 2 or 3 weeks before it'd be up and running on our platform, and that's what my ask is.
Thank you, sir. Any questions for the board?
I do. You said it would work with your dispatch program. Mm-hmm. But does it work with, when you say our, you meant the sheriff's dispatch program?
Yes.
I was wondering if there are two.
Yes.
And if it's going to cost seven, why are you asking five?
Because five is the number that I'm limited to ask for.
Do you have a glass jar that you can take tips or something?
No, basically the district is limited by all of its considerations and the contracts in place.
Okay, but then you'll have enough to do it.
I'm looking right now. I'm looking at joining the Snohomish County Fire District 1's program, which would be less than $7,000. But I'll probably end up having to jump into the $7,000 contract and then get a refund back on that. That's what I'm looking at doing.
So a question for you, Jerry. Would the data collected enhance grants and aids looking forward?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
And this is compatible with the hospital as well?
The hospital, no. They use a different program and as of right now, I don't believe it is, but they would have a freestanding program that they'd be able to look at this data here.
Do you use software similar to this right now, or do you have it in place at this time?
Lainey, what she does is writes these in Word and then files them per the patient. So then she sends that off to the necessary provider, so the doctor's office is the public health or the senior services, wherever you need to go.
Any further questions for Chief Martin?
Dorcas, would Lopez also participate?
I don't know how their community paramedicine program is set up, but we can certainly do that.
Any further questions or comments from the board?
Yeah. Chris, where would this come out of?
This would be within the community paramedicine area, and I believe that's already budgeted in there.
We had the $5,000 from last year, and that is still sitting unspent. Unspent.
Okay. And you mentioned earlier in the newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
How often does that go out?
We've been doing that last year. We did it three times, And this year, we've done it once.
I noticed on the budget review I did yesterday with the warrants that, you know, it's costing about $5,000 each time. I was just thinking, you know, it's a fairly large format, glossy presentation. Is there a way to reduce that? Do something a little smaller and less costly that could offset the cost or something like this?
We looked at, when we looked at the formatting, when we looked at the size, at the paper, the paper that we're using, the advantage is that because not all the pictures is done on an expensive camera, they're done by phones, they're done by small cameras, that we're able to get the clarity in the pictures. The price of the paper that we're using is the same as recycled paper that is used out there too. So the price of the paper is the same. We also followed the format that other fire departments in the North region are using when they do their mailings too. So we have copied the format, the size, the paper, everything from other departments that are using. And this idea of sending out a newsletter came from a consultant that we talked to when we were going for our levy, and initially she told the department that we needed to do. She gave us three or four steps that we needed to do, and we never followed through with the sending out a newsletter. And she said, based on that, she would not take us on as a client, because to be successful in your levies, you have to be keeping the community notified of what you're doing and how you're doing. And so she said, this is key to keep the community abreast of what you're doing and how you're doing. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. I just noticed our own fire department does a much smaller format that seems equally effective. I noticed printing and the postage is about the same expense. It seems like it could be reduced, in my opinion, to save money.
We revisited last year during budget talks, and I'm sure we'll look at it again for the next year's budget.
Have you had any community feedback regarding the newsletter?
We haven't got the next one out yet. It should be out any day. But everyone that has come and commented has always been positive.
No comments about excessive spending, anything of that nature?
I may have heard of one. One person commented about it. But then again, it was the information that they got was valuable, and the fact that they liked the fact that it was easy to read, it was a newspaper style, and since we have a lot of seniors on the island, that they particularly liked it because it was something that they're able to read and read easily.
So a couple of things I would suggest, having looked into this disparity between fire three costs, not only in terms of the format, but if you look at the breakdown, the cost that we paid versus what Fire 3 paid to print tonics, separate line item, we pay substantially more. I'd like to find out why that is. Is it the size of the newsletter, or what's driving that vote? I think you said, Lisa, the mail cost was pretty much the same.
What's the same as printing?
Yeah, but
I didn't compare it.
Fire 3 has a permit, mail permit. I would suggest you look into that too, see if that would reduce the cost long term, because I think abandoning a newsletter would be a terrible idea. That'd be a terrible idea. So
we looked at different types of postaging, and we have a nonprofit that's associated with our EMS. but that isn't allowed by the IRS, the tax rules, so we didn't do that. So we have looked at every way to do this on island and have this done so it was local information to the people that we serve.
Case rested.
So, and maybe since we're talking about that, since I do not have, I have not used that $5,000 from last year, could the board release the, where I have that allocated at, to a newsletter, and I can put this back, I can put this, this $5,000 into communications within the community paramedicine.
You mean flip it?
No, use it. So this $5,000 that I have, I could use this for communication software and other communication areas within community paramedicine.
Yeah. So there are two potential considerations, two motions. And one is to renew your $5,000 grant from the board for 2019. And then retrospectively revisit how we wrote the previous motion and see if we can't redirect those monies that are already committed to you in a different direction for a different purpose.
Well, so question, why do we have to be specific? Why don't we just present it, grant it as monies to be used for community paramedicine just like we do with the prevention? And just like we do with Planned Parenthood, it's just a general. We don't say you have to use it for X, Y, Z.
No, and I think
we just give it to them for the program.
I have last year's motion. Hang on a second. Yeah. So our grant to you, Jerry, last year was very nonspecific. It reads $5,000 to Salmon Island EMS to develop an advance. The community paramedicine program, including fall prevention, volunteer visiting program, and aspects of palliative care, home service, etc. So you have free will, as I read this previous motion, to do with as you feel suited within the confines of community paramedicine.
As I presented it, my presentation was to take that information and get that into a newsletter and get that out to our communities.
I see no problem with that. As long as you're obviously going to be addressing your up and coming community paramedicine program.
So, Chris, is this going to get us? What we're doing is this going to get us in trouble with auditors?
No.
Well, I wanted to hear.
Good question. So that's resolved, and so now can the board hear a motion for a renewal of the $5,000 grant going in 2019?
So moved.
Second.
That's it. That's all we have to say.
Okay. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Yes, motion passes unanimously. Did you get the discreet motion down there, Nathan?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you.
I think this meeting is going to set a record for time in the saddle. Next on the agenda is